You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Supplier of Varsity Jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking with my in-studio guest, Evans Gebhardt, about his latest venture called Wired for Wine and how they can help solve that age-old problem of what to get the hardest person on your holiday gift list. It's Thursday, November 19th, 2015, and Taking Care of Business starts right now. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, I'm going to be talking with the founder of Wired for Wine, Evans Gebhardt, about his company and how they can help you this holiday season and basically year-round. But before we get going, we're going to check the weather. And a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 60 degrees under rainy skies at 12:05 this afternoon. Today, it'll be cloudy with rain, which will be heavy at times this evening, with a high of 65 and a low of 49. Tonight we'll have continued rain, and then the clouds will break up overnight, with tonight's low going down around 49. For tomorrow, or as I like to call it, the Can You Be Perfect One More Time on Friday Night Lights, Friday, as Bridgewater Raritan plays in their second-round state playoff game in a rematch against Ridge High School, it'll be partly sunny and breezy with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 28. For Saturday, we'll have periods of clouds and sun and a high of 50 degrees, a low of 37. And for Sunday, we'll have sunny skies and breezy conditions with a high of 47 and a low of 29. Bridgewater Raritan now 10-0 playing Ridge tomorrow night. And a programming note, I'm very proud to announce that this show, Taking Care of Business, was nominated for and won the inaugural Most Informative Chamber Radio Show Award. And that award's to be presented next Tuesday at the Chamber's annual Business Vitality Awards breakfast at the Beaverbrook Country Club. That'll happen at 8 a.m. Tickets are still available, so please call the Chamber for details if you'd like to join us and learn more about the Entrepreneur of the Year, the Most Promising New Business. My favorite one is the Kids in Business, and that's high schoolers that have started their own businesses, and other awards, Women in Business, etc. So a great morning and a great breakfast at Beaverbrook Country Club, so I hope you can join us there. But right now, settle back, and if you want to, what I would recommend that you do is open up a new browser window and type in www.wiredforwine.com so you can kind of follow along and browse the website as we talk to the founder of Wired for Wine, Evans Gebhardt. Evans, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Glad you could join us here. Now, I got to know you a couple of months ago, and I think you're one of the best kept secrets in New Jersey, one of the best kept secrets in Hunterdon County, because of the uniqueness of what your company does, and not just on the personalization side, but on the product offerings as well. So for the listeners that may not be familiar, give us an idea, a snapshot of what Wired for Wine is.
Sure. We got started about 5 years ago as a 100% online store. And the reason we did that was to avoid all the cost and headaches, quite frankly, that go with managing a brick-and-mortar store. And what that meant was that we were able to deliver even lower prices to our customers. But it's really not just about price. It's also about finding difficult, hard-to-find wines, highly acclaimed wines. You'll note if you go to wiredforwine.com that almost all of our wines are rated or have some sort of press. So not just there because we love them, although there are for sure all of them there, and I'm glad to say I taste all of the wines, but also, and somebody has to, but also because there is you know, third parties who are rating these wines. So a combination of just great prices and hard to find high quality wines has been part of our success.
And you mentioned that this is an online retail store. So again, if you're listening, go to www.wiredforwine.com, and it's basically a full service site. The customer can log on, look at the selection, place the order, and then it'll ship to them directly. But you mentioned you got started about 5 years ago. What was the impetus? How did you wake up one day and say, I'm going to create an online wine and spirits retail establishment?
You know, believe it or not, at the time, I was living in Hawaii working for a company called Orbitz.com, where I was one of the first marketing people there. And it was very hard to find good wine in Honolulu, as you can imagine. And so what do you do? The first thing you do is you go online to start looking for ways to have it delivered to you. And that was actually hard. The online offerings at the time weren't very good, and the quality wines weren't very good. And so while I was happily employed at Orbitz, it really gave me this idea that there was an opportunity in the wine business. And so fast forward, after I left Orbitz, I decided, what the heck, let's kind of jump in and get this business going. And that was really the impetus. I did grow up overseas. I spent about 4 years as a kid in France. No doubt that rubbed off on me. And no, I wasn't drinking at the time. But, you know, certainly being in that culture of food and wine had a lot to do with why, you know, I'd consider myself a foodie at heart.
Very good. And I know that a lot of, well, maybe I could be wrong on this, but let me check it with you. A lot of different wineries will offer their product online, but you're offering a wide variety of product online from a number of different wineries. Does that make you unique to the industry, or is there a lot of competition out there and it's just the ones that you select are what sets you apart from the rest of the pack?
A lot of, there are just thousands of wines out there. Literally each month in a book, like a phone book, comes out. Just like a phone book, there are that many offerings. And I think what sets us apart is, rather than just taking that whole phone book of offerings and throwing it online, which a lot of our competitors do, we've really picked about this point about 300 wines that we think are worth trying and that have some reason to be on our site. And so, yes, I think we have a very wide offering, but it's curated. We try all our wines. We spend a lot of time talking about what to pair with the wines, and that's what I think is one of the ways that we set ourselves apart.
Now, you say we a lot, which, you know, I want to talk about the whole company, because mm-hmm. it's not just one guy sitting in the garage waiting for the orders to come in. So let's talk about the structure of the company, who's involved, and I know that you live in Stockton. The company's based out of Rutherford. Walk me through your day.
Right. So, first of all, my wife is the co-founder and the creative genius really behind the site. She does all of the writing for the site and manages a lot of the customer care for us. So, yes, I do live in Stockton, where we've been for about a year. But our warehouse is located in Rutherford, and that is where we have our shipping organization. And it's a pretty lean organization. I mean, that's part of the strategy, is to not have a lot of overhead. So we just really have their warehouse manager and people to pick and pack the product. And our goal, or at least their goal, is really to ship, to really accomplish same day shipping or next day shipping on almost all of our orders.
Very good. And, you know, one of the things that customers worry about, both at the holiday season and just in general, if I want to order a sweater, I want to make sure that you have it in my size, in the color. So when you have an offering on the website, is it pretty much guaranteed that you'll be able to get it and ship it?
Yes, it is. I mean, there are a lot of online retailers, actually. A lot of brick and mortar stores will throw up a website and not really spend time with it. A lot of the products, a lot of the retailers may, in fact, not have most of those products that are up there, but it's really it's really a second channel of their business and not a priority for the most part. We're just the opposite in that regard. So yes, we have everything we have on the site. We have in our inventory, and which allows us to be very quick in terms of turning around. We also call every one of our customers. We put a phone call in to tell them when the product is coming, and as well as send them an email so they can be there and plan on being there to accept the package.
Very good. Now, you mentioned, you know, living 4 years in France, having an influence, obviously, you know, in the food and in the drink consumption. You know, it's very popular in France. Is there any, do you, as the business owner, does it influence which product you bring in? Or are you pretty much open to everything? It doesn't have to be necessarily from France or Italy or America's, you know, you'll just pick the good ones.
Yes, I think that's a great question. And really it has to do with what the audience is looking for. And so in the U.S., you know, American Cabernets, for example, are by far the most important category for us. And so we aspire to fill those needs, and that drives it. And there is also a group that enjoys high quality wines. And for example, now, just given the economy in Spain, we're seeing a lot of very high quality Spanish wines. And you know, in contrast to that is France, where Bordeaux prices and Burgundy prices have just gone through the roof, and really are beyond the reach of many consumers these days. And so we don't spend a lot of time there. And again, just try to balance between both the quality and the price of that quality.
Very good. I do. Before we take a break, I did want to mention, since we're on the subject of France, we obviously want to extend our thoughts and prayers to everyone in Paris over the terror attacks last Friday, and you know, wishing them well, both as they fight ISIS and as we turn the page into a new chapter of global living. And I do, when we come back, want to talk about, you know, both where you ship and the fact that you can get global product here delivered to your doorstep. You're listening to Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. In studio guest, Evans Gebhardt, the founder of Wired for Wine. We're going to take a quick break. This will give you the opportunity to log on to www.wiredforwine.com and follow along. A little bit later in the program, we're going to ask Evans to kind of navigate us through a page and see how to operate it the most efficient way possible. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Glad you could join us on a special program today as we have an in-studio guest with us, Evans Gebhardt, who is the founder of Wired for Wine. And as mentioned, you can follow along opening a new browser and following WiredForWine.com. Feel free to shop as you listen, and hopefully Evans will have some suggestions for us a little bit later on in the program. You describe yourself as a foodie at heart. And even on the webpage, I think it talks about in the About Us page how the founders are all kind of foodies at heart. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, it means that really Tania and I, my wife and I, enjoy food and really wine so much. It's very much a part of the business. And when I left corporate America, I decided that I wanted to do something that I really loved, and we both just enjoy cooking at home and eating out a tremendous amount. And so to have my own business tied around that passion, you know, is just a wonderful thing for me. And hopefully it comes through the site. You'll see in almost all of our wines commentary about what either we've had with the wine or think would go very well with the wine. By being a foodie, it just means that I just really love eating food.
You and me both. Only I show it a little bit better than you do. You know, one of the things I feel when I'm on the website is, and my brother-in-law is a wine importer, and you know, so we've had that interest in my family about wine, and we enjoy different wines with our dinners and things like that. But one of the things that I feel like is the site is so well written. And it's like taking a master's class in wine, because especially with the grading, especially with the descriptions, you know, things like when you describe a certain taste, or there was one, I believe it was one of the whiskeys, possibly Widow Jane or Lock, Stock and Barrel, where you described both the pre-taste, the mid-taste, the aftertaste. And I had never thought of it like that. And then when I had a sip, I was like, aha, now I get it. You know, so it is educational at the same time, you know, being informative. So I definitely think you've nailed it there. Obviously, the name of the program is called Taking Care of Business. So we have to ask, how is business? How is the wine business, the online wine retailing working?
Well, it's interesting. The online, another reason that I got into the business was the online category in wine is very small relative to other businesses. So most wine purchases or alcohol purchases are done through a local store. So less than 10% would actually be taking place online. So just from a strict opportunity perspective, there's a lot of highway there for us to go down. Business is good for us. We're growing very fast. We grew last 2 years. We've grown 60%, you know, really enjoying the fruits of giving people what they like. And you know, I failed to mention at the outset, but is kind of core to our offering, which is we offer free shipping on just about any purchase. You just need to buy 6 bottles, and again, it comes back to not building a big overhead in the business. And so that we can allow free shipping, it's really the way of the future, and it allows people to try different things very easily without having to worry about a big shipping cost, which, by the way, is where a lot of our competitors make a lot of their money, by charging $30 for a shipment. So something to be careful of out there in general.
Very good. We talked before the break. You were talking about how Bordeaux and Burgundies were kind of going through the roof. Now what we're starting to see here in the U.S. is the economy is getting better. I would say we've definitely come out of the recession. It took a lot longer than, you know, what Washington said, but now people are spending again. We're seeing more car buying. We're seeing more vacations. 50 million people supposed to hit the roads next week to visit grandma, and they should be taking one of your bottles with them.
They should.
For that dinner. So do you see that the economy affects the purchase? So as the economy gets better, maybe a person who was buying a $25 bottle of wine is now looking a little higher on the scale, or is it just favorites?
You know, I do think that it is natural as you learn about, say, a particular varietal, it might be a Shiraz, that you would start with a conservative price point, and as you begin to learn more about it, it's pretty hard not to want to kind of go up the scale of ever-increasing levels of quality. It's true that our site actually year over year, the price, the average price per bottle has gone up dramatically. We have a very high repeat rate. Of the people who bought this year, 42% bought the year before. And I think probably it just underlies this notion that as you find something you like or a particular region or varietal that you like, it's hard not to always want to try something even better from that sector.
And one of the arguments that some people make, in my social circles, is that, is there that much of a difference between a $50 bottle of wine to a $100 bottle to, on up? And if so, what makes it that?
Yeah, it's really a great question. And one of the things that we do at home, and this is really for fun, is we often bring maybe three Cabernets home from California,
call that Friday.
In the morning. That's right. yeah, that's lunch. No, and we put them in a brown bag and blind taste them. And I did this recently. In fact, one of the bottles on the homepage is called Summers, and it's a Cabernet. I brought that bottle as well as two other bottles that cost over $100. A lot of the Napa cabs, as you may know, are becoming very, very expensive. And in a blind taste test, actually that Summers cab was the one that won out. So, I don't think necessarily you need to spend a lot of money to have a great bottle. And I don't even know that, I am capable of determining, what tastes like $100. So I just encourage people to look for what they like and just hope it's not coming from an expensive producer. But right. some of these wines are just very hard to find, and people fall in love with them. It is an emotional purchase, and sometimes you just want to get that that slightly better quality or perceived quality.
Very good. What about? Now, on your website, when you go on, there's usually a chat window that'll pop up. It'll have your picture, and it'll say, what can I help you with? What if a person, they've heard of a wine, maybe they saw it on a TV show or something like that, and they want to try this, but they have no idea where to get it. Is it something that you would go and get for them, or is that just, too small scale to attempt at this
point? No, not at all. In fact, one of the things I realized is just having such a high repeat rate is really just comes from offering fair pricing. But I think more importantly is our motto is to treat our customers like our friends. Mm-hmm. So if we make a mistake or if the consumer just doesn't like the bottle, sometimes they're so-called corked, we'd refund them right off the bat. I think when it comes to people asking us, in fact, I had this last night, somebody was asking me for a particular kind of Lambrusco, and I just love it because we didn't carry this wine. In New Jersey, you can get just about anything that is made on this earth. And so I was actually able to procure it and put it up on the site. So it allows us to have a relationship with our customers, and I find that, it makes good business sense as well.
No, it's an excellent way to do it. And, I like when you said, and I've mentioned this on the program many times, don't look at people as transactions. Treat your customers like your friends, give them what they want, and you will succeed. And it looks like you've done that well. And the reason I asked that question was last week I was watching a program called A Football Life, and they profiled an old NFL coach I liked, Dick Vermeil. Well, now that he's retired, won Super Bowls and all that stuff, he actually took over the family's vineyard in California. And I said, boy, it'd be really neat to try one of Dick Vermeil's wines. And then, now I'm like trying to Google it and find it. But I think I have to be from California to get it. But it's nice that you can do that, especially when whether you're traveling and you read an article on an airplane or something like that, it piques your interest. You want to have an outlet.
Well, also, you could, the best thing to do really is to take a picture of the label and just email customercare@wiredforwine.com. And that is the easiest way, because sometimes these names are difficult to really dissect, especially if they're, you know, some of these Italian wines are very difficult to understand what is actually the name of the wine. So, yeah, I think pictures are a great way to do that, and we love doing it.
Excellent. You mentioned a 42% repeat rate, which is fantastic in any industry. It's almost like when you turn the calendar, you know kind of what to expect already. What do you attribute the growth to, other than customer service? Is it people's renewed interest in wine, or just, you know, that they're just discovering you now?
Well, it is also a growth category now. I mean, wine is clearly growing in the U.S., and Americans are drinking just more and more per capita. So I wish I could say it's all our genius efforts, but in fact, I think the category is growing, and the online category is growing. I've just had great success over both at Orbitz and other ventures I've been involved with, just understanding that if you can strike the right balance between service and price, that's really it's a difficult thing to compete with, for competitors to come after you with. So we really try hard to we don't always succeed, but we try hard to provide a better service than our competitors, and do it with very fair pricing, and it seems to work. And again, it also comes back to, in my mind, really injecting your personality. E-commerce businesses tend to not do well. Either companies make the mistake of just throwing up a website and expecting people will come, but really what the challenge is how do you inject your personality, your passion through the wires? That's why things like live chat are so important. That's why just picking up the phone when it rings is so important, because it really gives you a chance to connect with your customers and treat them as your friends.
Very good. We have to step away now for a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Evidence Gebhardt from Wired for Wine. Again, this is a great opportunity for you to take a look at the website, www.wiredforwine.com, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. All right, due to some technical difficulties.
Please stand by.
May of this year, sources say he was the brains behind Friday's terror attacks across Paris that killed 129 people, including an American college student. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton says the U.S. must continue leading efforts to defeat and destroy ISIS.
The world's great democracies can't sacrifice our values or turn our backs on those in need. Therefore, we must choose resolve. And we must lead the world to meet this threat.
Clinton argued that more nations must get involved in the battle. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
You're You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Joining me in studio today, Evans Gebhardt, the founder of Wired for Wine. Glad that he's here. We've been trying to get him on the show for some time now, so I think this is the best time of the year for him to be here, and I'll get into the reasons for that in just a few minutes. Currently 62 degrees at 12:33, and for today it'll be cloudy with rain and be heavier at times towards the evening commute with a high of 65 and a low of 49. Tonight, continued rain, and then clouds will break up overnight. Tonight's low of 49. As my mother used to say, if you don't know, bring a jacket. We're going to suspend the rest of the forecast so that we can get back to our conversation here with Evans. You have a very impressive resume and background from consumer marketing, sales, international development at Bristol-Myers Squibb to the time at Orbitz. How does a guy go from... Do you just get bored at times and look for something else, or is it just, you know, it just kind of evolved into a career over the years?
It's a great question. I think I spent a long time at Bristol-Myers in a packaged goods marketing environment, and I was working on shampoo. They owned Clairol at the time, and those categories grew, were growing, you know, if you're lucky, 3% a year. And I, after 13 years, responded to a call, which was at the time Orbitz, and I just thought I would give it a shot and get into the e-commerce game. And of course, at that, as soon as I did that, I was in categories growing 100%. We did, you know, fairly well, and it worked out for me. And I realized, at least from a career standpoint, that getting involved with in high growth categories makes all the sense in the world. It's just obvious in a way, but I think after you have your background, your skill set, the trick is getting yourself in the right playing field, and I think the rest kind of goes with it. And so I've always.